Thanks so much for joining me for Lectio. I'm grateful to share this time with you as together we still our minds and bodies and look towards God, anticipating hearing His voice speaking through Scripture. As usual, I will read the Scripture three times. Following the Scripture reading, I will hold 2 to 3 minutes of silence for you to listen for God. Let this time and these words of Scripture draw you closer to His heart. First of all, make sure you are in a comfortable position where you can remain alert and yet also relax your body. Bring your attention to your breath and allow a few moments to become centered. Take the time you need to become still. If you find yourself distracted at any time, gently return to the rhythm of your breath as an anchor for your awareness. Allow yourself to settle into this moment and become fully present. Jesus, our Good Shepherd, in these coming moments, carry us close to your heart. Allow us to hear you clearly and to be surrounded with your presence. Fill us with peace that allows us to rest in your care. We love you. I will read the passage through once. As I do, listen for a word or phrase that captures your attention, perhaps something that seems to shimmer. Notice it. Remember it. This word or phrase of Scripture is the beginning of your conversation with God. Where is He going to take it? Our Scripture today is Mark 8, 22 to 25. They came to Bethesda, and some people brought a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village. When he had put spit in the man's eyes and put his hands on him, Jesus asked, "Do you see anything?" He looked up and said, "I see people. They look like trees walking around." Once more, Jesus put his hands on the man's eyes. Then his eyes were opened, his sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. Jesus sent him home saying, "Don't go into the village." I will read the text again. As you listen, notice the word or phrase that jumped out at you during the first reading. This time, explore it with your imagination and your senses. What connections is God showing you between His word and your life? What sights, sounds, or smells come to mind with this word or phrase? How does this word or phrase connect with your life? Does it remind you of something? This is not a knowledge association, but rather a heart association. Mark 8, 22 through 25. They came to Bethesda, and some people brought a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. Jesus took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village. When he had spit on the man's eyes and put his hands on him, Jesus asked, "Do you see anything?" He looked up and said, "I see people. They look like trees walking around." Once more, Jesus put his hands on the man's eyes. Then his eyes were opened, his sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. Jesus sent him home, saying, "Don't go into the village." I will read the text a third time. During this quiet time, God is extending an invitation to you. You have already made connections between your life and God's word. This time, take it a step further. Reach out to God to accept the invitation. How will you and your life be different because you accept this invitation from God? Remember, you don't have to. You are invited, not required. But how will your life be different if you say yes to this piece of God's transformational work? Mark 8, 22 to 25. They came to Bethesda, and some people brought a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him. He took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village. When he had spit on the man's eyes and put his hands on him, Jesus asked, "Do you see anything?" He looked up and said, "I see people. They look like trees walking around." Once more, Jesus put his hands on the man's eyes. Then his eyes were opened, his sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly. Jesus sent him home saying, "Don't go into the village." Now the time for noticing, listening, and pondering is done. It's now time to rest, surrounded with God's presence and peace. Remember, you are loved, not because of what you do, but because God is love. Allow your heart to fill with gratitude for God's presence in this time of prayer. Slow your thoughts and reflections even further and sink into the experience of stillness. Return to your breath if you find yourself distracted.
Thank you.
Gently connect with your breath again and slowly bring your awareness back to the room, moving from inner experience to outer experience. Give yourself some time of transition between these moments of contemplative depth and your everyday life. Consider taking a few minutes to journal about what you have experienced in your prayer. By your Holy Spirit, O God, give us hearts to love you, minds to know you, souls to bless you, and strength to serve you, through Jesus Christ our Lord. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Go with God.